news and the college experience. Joined here this morning with Dr. Francisco Solis, San Antonio County President. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're having a fun time. We're having a great time because Fiesta is coming up very quick. Now, we're going to be talking about Fiesta today.
All things Fiesta, that's it.
Yes. But before we jump right on in, we have a couple things we got to cover. Today is Earth Day. And so out in the mall area, 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock this afternoon, there's going to be many vendors out there. We can partake in all things Earth Day. Now, we're talking with the Eco Central folks a couple weeks ago. That was a lot of fun. Earth Day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to see our students so involved.
Yes. Also, we want to see the community get involved. Voting. Early voting is opening today. And very cool because San Antonio College is one of the early voting centers.
Yes, in fact, all of the five Alamo colleges will host early voting. Early voting starts today. The poll will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. In fact, it'll be open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 to 6. Saturday on the 26th, it'll be open from 8 to 8. And Sunday the 27th, 12 to 6. And it'll continue next week, Monday the 28th and the 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So no reason not to get your early voting in. Of course, Election Day is May 3rd.
Yes, and it's a pretty big ballot this year. So I highly recommend going online to the Bexar County website, bexar.org. Go to the elections page and check out the sample ballot. See, you have to be prepared.
Absolutely. There's a lot of decisions. I was just reading an article last night about how important it is to review the ballot early, make sure that you have your decisions made so that you just go in and complete your ballot and leave.
Yes. I recommend printing it out and making your selection.
Absolutely.
Can't take your phone into the cell phone. Well, you can take your cell phone into the center. You just can't be looking at it.
You can't have it up.
Yeah. All right. So, Fiesta. So yesterday, there was a press conference being held, and they were talking about the safety measures. Everyone was there. We're getting ready for Fiesta.
It's going to be an exciting time on campus. We've kind of revived, if you want, a couple of our events, and I look forward to all of the planning and the events that will happen during Fiesta.
Yes. And we have some guests here with us this morning, Dr. Eric Hilskemper, Department Chair of English, Speech, Humanities, and Education. And we have Dr. Ruben Rodriguez, Music Business Program Coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Excited to be here.
Also, don't forget that the Battle of Flowers and the Fiesta Flambeau Parade both start at our entrance on our main. So it's an exciting time for San Antonio College.
Yes. It's so cool seeing all the floats on campus. Oh, it's wonderful. And so, Dr. Hilskemper.
Yes, sir.
Talk about the Multicultural Conference.
Yeah, this is something that long predates my time at SAC. It's my third time helping to put it on, but we've done it for 28 years running. It's the only academically focused Fiesta event, and it happens right here on SAC's campus, so we try to integrate all the great things that our faculty are doing and kind of trying to join that fun Fiesta spirit at the same time. So we have five different events. Did you want me to run through those?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to kick things off with a documentary called The Least of My Brothers. It was created by Matt Kordelski, a local filmmaker. He is the husband of our humanities coordinator here at SAC, Donna Elmore. And the documentary covers racial tensions in Vidor, Texas, in the 1990s. It was originally a segregated town, and it tells a story of that desegregation and the first black man who moved there to live there and his ultimate murder. And then the tensions that kind of spilled out from that throughout the 1990s. So that's the first event. It's Monday, April 28th. It starts at noon. The film is about an hour long, and then we'll have a Q&A with the filmmaker himself. That same night, Monday, April 28th, at 6 p.m., we have our biggest event. It's the music of the Battalion of Los San Patricios, or the St. Patrick's Battalion. This is a battalion of Irish immigrants who fought in the Mexican-American War between 1846 and 1848. When they first were conscripted, they were conscripted to fight for the United States. But as the fighting spilled out, the San Patricios kind of recognized that, hey, we're fighting against people who are more like us than the United States Army. And so between religion with Catholicism and also kind of the idea that they were the underdog, having faced colonial oppression in Ireland, and then looking at the dynamics of Mexican-American War, they ended up switching sides and fighting for Mexico against the United States. So it's the story of that battalion, and it'll be accompanied by a brief presentation, including the Mexican consulate of San Antonio, and then a lot of great folk music, Irish folk music, by a local musician named Brian Ralph. He's an Irishman himself, but he's lived in San Antonio for several years. He performs every Friday at the Cottage Pub here pretty close to downtown. And then he's also regularly appearing at the Riverwalk, some of the Irish pubs there as well. So he'll be there performing. He's written a song about specifically the battalion, so I'm excited to hear that, and it should be a fun event.
And I understand this year's theme is More Than Meets the Eye.
Yeah, those two events that I've talked about so far are both kind of uncovering little-known history, so More Than Meets the Eye in the sense that there's historical stories that don't always get told, and we're trying to reveal some of those. Going into that Tuesday, we have our Selena event, and this is an art contest. So we'll see what kinds of things meet the eye in that event, but it's going to be student art, a little bit of faculty art. We'll see what we get for that one. That's the most creative. It's kind of a just kind of a collaborative effort between everybody who shows up, so we'll see. But it's art meant to honor and remember Selena as well.
And we can't have a fiesta without some remembrance of Selena.
Right, of course, yeah. Of course. So we're going to have, yeah, we'll have original poetry. And then one of the people who's putting that event on, Dr. Kim Wells, who teaches here at SAC, her mother has photos of Selena that she took when Selena was here in San Antonio that were never published. And Dr. Wells just recently discovered them, I think, in her mom's attic. So she's going to bring those, and it's kind of these unreleased photos as well. So that's going to be a real fun one.
About how many people do you have on a team? Is it just you putting all this together, or you have a team of people?
We have a team. The committee is great. It's mostly English professors, but now that I also have speech and humanities under my wing, we've all kind of collaborated and come together. This would be a good time to thank them. So Mariano Aguilar is the committee chair. Dr. Kim Wells, who I mentioned. Dr. Don Elmore is a humanities professor. Fatima Massoud is having her first participation in this event. She's running the Arab American Poetry Readathon on May 1st. And then we have Kim Hockmeister, who's been a member of the committee for a very long time, and Veronica Morrison, who kind of does it all for us. She's our she's our five-tool player. She's got the humanities classes. She's got education classes. She has English classes. So she's really been great. And she's always, her energy and her creativity are always really valued. I'd also like to say thank you to Dr. Solis for supporting the conference itself, and to Ken Slavin for helping us with the marketing. They did a really nice job this time, and we're ahead of schedule. So it feels good to have everything out and published and ready to go. And all we have to do is now go do the fun part, which is the events themselves.
Hey, you know, we talk about a lot, Dr. Solis. We talk about students, and they join clubs and organizations, and they get involved. But we don't really talk about, you know, faculty getting involved as well. And it's great to see them come together and put something like this on.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it was hard to imagine, just as Dr. Hills-Kemper mentioned, when I was looking over the entire Fiesta schedule, right, there are very few educational events. There's a lot of fun events, very few educational events. So earlier this year when I had this conversation with Dr. Hills-Kemper, I said, you know, this is our real opportunity, SAC, to anchor this festival, right? And it was one of our events. I mean, we've celebrated this for 28 years. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there had been, you know, an emphasis put on it and the great work that we're doing here at SAC. And so we talked about a collaboration amongst the faculty and students, and I think this year's lineup really demonstrates what's to come, right?
Yeah, I agree. One of the most exciting parts of planning the event is that first meeting where it's kind of just all the faculty put together, and it's just, okay, what do you guys want to do this year? And you get to their creative areas, you get to their fields of expertise, and they come up with these amazing ideas for just how to celebrate the academic side of SAC, but also to kind of tie it together with fun events and things that students want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What are some of the other events you got going on?
So I think I left off with Wednesday the 30th. We have a trivia competition. This is a very lighthearted event, very fun. We've done it every year. The company that runs the trivia is called Challenge Entertainment, and they do like bar trivia all over town. So they're going to be here. There's music. It's a fun format. It's fast-paced, and you play in teams. Shout out to my admin, Pablo Sanchez, who has been on the winning team for the last 4 years running. he says he keeps the belt every year, so if anybody's picking your teams, definitely get with Pablo. He's the guy you want. But it's fun, and the questions are fun. And with the theme being more than meets the eye, we're getting a lot of questions, I hope, and Challenge Entertainment is writing the questions, but things that are to do with color and visual, maybe optical illusions and things like that. So it should be kind of a fun mix of trivia. And then the final event is a readathon. It's an Arab American Heritage readathon. It's 4 hours long, and it's kind of where you can come and go as you please. So someone is always reading a poem or talking about a poem, and it cycles out. So you can show up, read a poem, listen to a few others, and you can leave, and you can come back. And it just goes on for 4 hours. And that's going to be taking place from 8 a.m. until noon in the Moody Library, fourth floor.
It's so important that at San Antonio College we continue this tradition, especially as it's multicultural. I don't think any time during San Antonio, aside from Fiesta, do we really celebrate all of the many cultures that are here in San Antonio, right? And so what a great event, and thank you again, Dr. Huskamp, for all your work and your team, for all your work in putting this event together.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it.
About how long did it take you? How long have you been working on this?
We start planning in the fall semester. So I think we started planning in October, and this will be the end of April by the time we're doing all the events. So it takes quite a while, but it's a long process of brainstorming. Some events, you know, go on the schedule, and then they don't work out. Or other events kind of grow to get bigger than you expected. So, for example, the San Patricios idea originally was just Mona Aguilar talking about the history that it was interesting to him. And then we got into the musician, and then we're going to have the consulate and all these things. So as it grows, you know, you start to get a sense of which events are really going to become the big events. So these are the big five that came out of the wash, if you will, and I think we're really excited for all of them. All the information of dates and times is on STAC's website. It's also on the Fiesta website itself. And then if you're a student and you're walking around campus, if you look at the digital screens that are all in the various buildings, they're putting up the flyers and things on those screens as well.
Yes. Shout out to Ken Slave and his team for keeping up with those digital boards.
Absolutely.
So Donnie Mills just walked in, founder of Fred Stock. How's it going?
It's good. I saw the sharks circling and they wanted fresh blood, so that's why I'm here.
All right. Well, Fred Stock, for many who don't know, tell me about Fred Weiss, who's named that.
Fred Weiss was one of my cohorts here. Well, he was an instructor at the Radio Television Film. He even actually was the general manager for KSYM for a while. But he had the idea to start up the music business program and worked very hard at it. And then, I don't know, probably it was 6-7 years in development and got it off the ground. It was running well. And then, unfortunately, we lost Fred in maybe 2009, 2008. Right, okay.
He was talking about doing this program in 1997 when I was still a student.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that idea, you know.
Well, Frank Stock's been, it's been around a while. I was at the first one. We didn't have good luck that year.
But it was a great learning experience.
It really was.
For those of y'all don't know the story, we had a year of planning, and on that day, 15 inches of rain. So, but it taught us the value of tents,
yes,
and plastic. But also, you know, a lot of the instructors came by my office while the torrential downpour was going on, and they were so sorry. But it was like, it wasn't that. It was never about the actual show. That was certainly the prize at the end, but the students learned so much about setting it up. All that hands-on over the full semester, and they got out of it what they needed.
I remember running to the, when we used to have the dollar store across the street, I ran over there, and I got a poncho. That was great. It was great. I was the only student, like, the rest of the class is huddled under, like, a Gordita tent, and I'm just running cables, and they're like, oh, you got a poncho, you're good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
But well, and it's important to stress that today still, right, it remains a student-focused event.
Yes.
Just as we mentioned, or Donnie mentioned, right, the music is the byproduct, the great music is the byproduct. The event is, though, that the students have an opportunity, a hands-on learning lab, if you will, for the production, the planning, carrying out, and then, of course, the takedown as well, right? They're involved. If you'll see them, you'll notice them. They're all our students running around in their black shirts. And carrying on the production. So What a wonderful opportunity for them to leave the program having produced a major event.
Well, and a number of the students have gone on to continue to work in that part of the industry.
Absolutely.
There were participants at Fredstock that saw what was going on, and one or two of our students happened to work for them and said, hey, can you do this for us? Mm-hmm. So it was immediate gratification on that side.
Right. I mean, how long have you been working on the front side? How long does it take to put together?
Well, now, since it's getting bigger, thank you to the generous contribution of Dr. Solis. We start planning in the spring. So even though we're working on Fredstock for this coming, you know, fiesta, we're already planning for next year. And that goes anywhere from picking the band lineup, which takes some time, doing the logistics, making sure, you know, we plan ahead and make sure that a lot of the major amenities are available for next year as well, too. Speaking, number one, the stage, right? The stage. We are in some rentals, things that we have to rent. And also, too, if there's other things that we need, maybe equipment or different things like that, we start in the planning phases to get all of that, too. And also
lining up all of the vendors.
Lining up the vendors, too. And the vendors, we sold out. So we sell out every year for our vendors' food trucks. And actually, we got one extra food truck. Hope we don't get in trouble with the fire marshal on that. I hope I didn't say that on the air. But we always sell out. And the beauty about it is the classes run it. Like, so for instance, the concert promotion and venue management class, right, that we have now, our new instructor this semester, Jen Broich Smith, who is also with Techport, she's heading that. And we get the food trucks, we get the vendors, she helps me with the layout, different things like that. And also, too, security. We have to talk about security, right? Because mm-hmm. that's a big thing, too. So there's everything that's part of that event. And anywhere from the security to just the, you know, the hospitality as well, too. Because there has to be a green room for the bands and the folks working the event, just like it would be if they were working at Techport or they were working the rodeo or different things like that. So we start there, and then we also have the live talent management class that also picks the bands. And then in the fall, we start with the marketing. So where we got this great Fredstock poster design was from a student from one of Dora's classes, one of her comm classes. We actually started the design in the fall so that we already have it ready for the spring. So there's a lot of engagement. It's an all-year-round type of thing that we do to get this event going and making sure we plan it and to make it better. Right, because it's like Donnie was saying, the first year Fredstock was rained out. We got rained out 2 years ago as well, too. But they're learning events, and this can happen in the real world, right? And it's good that the students experience this, so that way they can have that knowledge to take with them out in the workforce. Yeah,
I think one of the coolest parts is seeing former students come back.
Oh, they do.
Because they worked on previous Fredstocks.
Oh, yeah.
And so some want to help out, some mm-hmm. just want to watch and enjoy the show for the first time,
right,
or the second, third, fourth, fifth time.
Oh, yeah.
But to see them interact with the current students and say, well, they go back in my day, this is what we did here. And
right.
Like, oh, I ran into that problem, too.
Right.
And it's great how you know, Fredstock has built this network of alum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it has I don't know if this is proper to say, but Fredstock does have a pretty big cult following for the event itself. And like I said, now we are actually getting a lot more. We've always got a lot of support from the Fiesta Commission. But now, like, since Dr. Solis is really invested in us, and we really appreciate you for doing that, and it's going to be really good this year. And the Fiesta Commission has also stepped up as well, too. So now they're actually helping us with, like, the fencing and some of the barricades and different things like that. We're able to go through their vendor to get their pricing, which they're actually really believing in the event, and they want to see it grow.
The other thing is to remember that there are very few family-focused events.
Right.
This is one,
yes.
Right?
Right?
There's no cost.
Right.
It is important to provide that to our community, aside from our own SAC community, the local, our neighborhood associations, Alta Vista, Tobin. They're highly involved,
oh,
and
yeah.
they also
Absolutely.
Promote it. And so it's a great neighborhood event, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio College is right here in the middle. And so it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
And and like other events, though, it will have liquor.
Right, 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 right.
So
right.
That's why we'll have a fenced area as well.
Absolutely.
And we'll have plenty of security.
Right.
You know, speaking just as a fan,
My wife and I went there last year to Fredstock, and we had an absolute blast. It felt well organized. It was a great size event. And yeah, it's fun to have it right here in our backyard as well. But my wife this year was like, "What was that thing we went to?" And I said, "Fredstock," and she said, "Are they doing that again?" I was like, "Oh yeah, of course." So we'll be there again. It's a great event.
And you know, the great thing about it too is now with us kind of being more aligned with the multicultural conference. If you really think about it, mm-hmm. What everything that the multicultural conference is advocating. You see that on Fredstock too, with the bands and the community, and it just all blends together very, very well.
Absolutely.
And I just think it's just a 100% win for everybody all around.
Yeah, don't forget, right on May 1st, when the event will take place, we'll start off the morning with the Arab American Heritage Readathon, starting from 8 to noon. It'll blend then into the student-led portion of the day out in the mall.
Fun Fest with
student life, and then it'll pick up at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And so there's no reason to go home. Staff, stay around, enjoy the day. Yeah. Bring your family, have your family up. Bring your lawn chairs.
Oh yeah.
And jump around to the different events.
Yeah, I'll try to get some work done that day too.
It's okay, Eric.
Yeah, so this year it is a little bit different.
Yeah,
it's going to be on a Thursday, not on a Friday.
It's on Thursday. Yes.
And it's not going to be outside the Longworth Building anymore. We're moving it to the closer to campus,
Lot 13, right in front of the Fletcher Administration Building, and so that area is going to be fenced off, and that will be Fredstock. There's also going to be free parking, I believe. Is that correct?
Absolutely, right? Free parking in the adjacent lots and in our garages.
And it's going to be fun for the whole family. You can't miss it. If you know where Hogwild Records is, it's right across the street, right off of Main. You can't miss it. It's going to be in the parking lot, and it's growing. And we got an amazing, amazing lineup. And also kind of piggybacking off of what Eric was talking about with the Multicultural Conference, they got an event that's dedicated to Selena. Well, we got another treat for everybody out in the community. We're going to have Selena's husband, Chris Perez, and his group, Grupo Metal, performing as the headliners for this year's Fredstock. Yeah, along with El Dusty and the Homies, who's on Universal Records. Still on Universal Records. They do very, very well. We got Jason King and the Jive, which is a local favorite. We got Potter Wig Machine, who Brandon's a former music business student and graduate. We also have the Wizard on the bill, and everybody's local favorite. You can, if you go to the Cove, you know them, you love them. The Number 3 Dinner, so paying out the show, and we also have a pre-show too. So we're trying to make everything kind of integrate: multicultural conference, Fun Fest, and speaking that area. The doors don't technically open until 2:30, but it might start a little earlier. We're going to start off with the St. Anthony Mariachis performing. We're going to go into the SAC Mariachis performing, and then we're going to have our opening ceremony with the Fiesta Commission with Dr. Solis and everybody on stage. And then we're going to have a special guest appearance by San Antonio's local favorite, Mr. Ken Slade, that's going to perform a couple. He agreed. We're holding him to it. So we're going to have him do that, and then right after his couple of songs that he's going to be doing there, we're going to go straight into the dinners, and then the event starts. And you know, Dr. Felice, there's a possibility we might go over a little over 10.
That's right. We'll all be here. and it is that Ken Slavin. We want to remind everybody.
Yes. Local jazz crooner Ken Slavin.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Slavin. This event is getting bigger and bigger. I can totally see this becoming like an oyster bake style event where we fence off the entire campus,
right.
and everyone just comes together. It's just going to be amazing.
It's a wonderful opportunity to grow Fred stuff.
Mm-hmm. And all the events, too. And all the events.
So I want to ask you, we have about 5 minutes left. Favorite Fiesta food? Growing up, I don't remember chicken on a stick. Growing up, that was introduced what, about 10 years ago?
Mine was a funnel cake.
Funnel cake?
It's still the funnel
cake. I was going to say that, but I'm going to go elote.
Yeah.
I think mine is the esquites, the street corn.
The street corn. There you go.
Yeah. I just want to say, though, how much I appreciate these two jumping in and their teams. We had a conversation early on about really growing these two events and putting them on the map. And what a great opportunity, because as we move into the centennial, prepare these two events to move into the centennial with us, it's next year, right?
So
we've planned this year, and next year it'll focus on our centennial, these two events, right, as we move in. So thank you both for stepping up, and I appreciate all the hard work you and your teams have done.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Solis.
And Dr. Solis, you brought in some Fiesta medals, San Antonio College Fiesta medals. Are these available to the public? They're not. You have to be a SAC student.
Well, they will be during the parades.
Ah, right. So you have to come on down.
So come on down for the events, and we'll have some SAC medals.
Yes. And also, you know, Eco Centro, right now they're offering seating for the Battle of Flowers and the Fiesta Flambeau parades,
right?
Which are on May 2nd and May 3rd.
So they are directly adjacent to the Chicken on a Stick booth, so that's a great thing. And you have access to the center during the parades, right? Go in, cool off a little bit. So if there's rain, they'll provide shelter for their group, right? And so there's great benefits.
Yes. And also, in KSYM, we still have Fiesta medals available.
That's right.
And so come on by the KSYM studio.
That's the pledges, too.
Yes. Come on down, make a pledge or pick up your premiums from Pledge Drive.
And your t-shirts, right?
That's right. Yes, KSYM t-shirts as well. So all of this is also online. So if you want more information, you need to set the dates,
right,
head on over alamo.edu/SAC. And the event page on the bottom.
And we're all leaving the show to walk over to the early voting.
Right.
Yes.
And also, if you want to find out the band lineup times, you can go to fredstockmusicfest.org or ksym.org. Find that out.
Yes. We'll be putting up a quick link for the Multicultural Conference as well. I want to thank you all for coming in today. It's a lot of work goes into these events. And it's one of the things that people just don't see, because it's all behind the scenes. They think, this is a concert. This is a conference of multiple days. Now, there's a lot of planning that goes into this. And it's important that we come out and support, you know, San Antonio College and what we're doing here for our students. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, we just can't lose sight that these are student-driven events.
Right? Yes.
And that the focus is on our students.
Right.
Again, what a wonderful opportunity for them to be able to lead and to be a part of the good work that we're doing here at SAC.
Yeah, I love SAC because it has events like this. It's not just a place to come get an education, even though it is a great place to get an education. But it's also a place to feel like a college student and participate in fun activities like this. And you're talking about the students who want to come back and want to work again on the same project. Mm-hmm. And it's because we're inspiring them. We're not just teaching them.
Right. Yeah, well, during Fredstock, you'll see Tent Central. That's what I call it, where all of the equipment is and all of the buzz is. And the excitement from the students, right? I mean, you cannot overlook the students and what they're doing and how serious they're taking the event. And they work the event all day, and they will be there all day to make sure that everything runs smoothly. But to see them in action is really exciting. So be sure and at least step into the Tent Central to see the students in action.
All right. I want to thank all of y'all for coming in this morning. Thank you. And once again, if you want to find out more information on what San Antonio College is doing for Fiesta, head on over to alamo.edu/. Francisco Solis, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. Great show.
We'll be back next week for another episode of Speaking of SAC, right here on KSYM.